Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. This week, we are going to talk about the very first of the Beatitudes. Jesus gives 8 Beatitudes. These are Matthew 5. They all start with blessed are. Beatitude means supreme blessedness. It can often be translated as happy, but it's much deeper than like a fleeting happiness. Blissful is good. Literally means to be enlarged. Think of it as a spiritual well-being and prosperity. As we will talk about in Tuesday's longer Politics by Faith episode, we do not, in our culture, talk about the heart or the soul, really ever. I was going to say enough, but we don't talk about it at all. And it's why people are so anxious all the time. But this blissfulness and blessedness of the soul, that's where true joy comes from. So we should figure out what these things are. Maybe we'll go through them all. That'd actually be pretty good to do. But at least we're going to do the very first one this week. So let's start. Matthew 5. Seeing the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit. What does that mean? I like how there's these things in the Bible sometimes. You're like, well, I know those words. I know the word poor. I know the word in. I kind of know the word spirit, poor in spirit. Okay, sure, yeah. And we just move on without saying, well, I don't know what that means. So that's going to be the theme of the week. Buckle up. Couple intro points before we get going. First, there is no one who is in the kingdom of God who is not poor in spirit. So we better figure out what it is. If you want to be in the kingdom of God, you have to be poor in spirit. Well, I don't know what poor in spirit means. Well, then how do we expect to be in the kingdom of God if we don't even know what it is? So we got to figure this out. Second, this is the very first of the Beatitudes for a reason. It's the only one that requires an emptying. Emptying? What do you mean? Emptying of what? We'll explain tomorrow. But it's an emptying, while the other Beatitudes are a filling. This is important because we can't be filled until we are first emptied. And third point, you cannot do this thing yourself. It's true with all the Beatitudes, but this one in particular. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he said, the Sermon on the Mount comes to us and says, there is the mountain that you have to scale, the heights you have to climb. And the first thing you must realize as you look at that mountain, which you're told you must ascend, is that you cannot do it. That you are utterly incapable in and of yourself. And that any attempt to do it in your own strength is proof positive that you have not understood it. And the Bible is full of this. I'll just give you Psalm 15 from David. He says, Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy hill? Well, the one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from the heart. The point here is no one does it. Whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slurs on others. And if you're hearing this and you're like, well, I don't do those things. Yeah. This week's very important. Who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. The point of this is no one does these things. Therefore, no one can climb the holy hill of God on their own. Because Jesus says, with man, that is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Being poor in spirit, it's amazing because it is the exact opposite of what the world tells you to be. Right? The world is all about self-esteem, self-reliance, self confidence, self-expression. And if you want to do anything, well, you can. You just have to believe in what? Believe in yourself. Oh, that's it. You just got to dig deep. Believe in yourself, and you can do anything you put your mind to. And the Bible says, nope, you can't. Not even close. In fact, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Okay, Slater, you really haven't defined what it means yet. You've just said it's important, and it's the opposite of what the world says. So first, let's talk about what being poor in spirit does not mean tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.